Every time it's a Kedusha, it brings an Achdus together. How do we know that? How did Esther, how was the Nes of Purim caused? Esther said, I'm going to go into Ahasuerus without touching the shower of it, or without knowing whether he's going to hand out his scepter to me. And Kasha Avodati, Avodati, she was Makai in the midst of Mesiros Nefesh. Dying in Mesiros Nefesh means dying Al Kiddush Hashem. What pasuk do you say when you, what pasuk does one say when one dies Al Kiddush Hashem? Shema, Shema. How many words are there in Shema? If you say Kael Melech Neman, 248, which are Kenegad the Ramache. The Ramachi Varam, the Kneged the Odom, the Ramachi Varam of the Odom, which means when a person is Moisa Nefesh, Al Kiddush Hashem, what's happening is that all is a Varim are all going back to the Shoirish, and they're all going back to the Nakuda of Echot. That's the Ramach going back to the Shoirish, Ramach going back to the Shoirish, that's dying Al Kiddush Hashem. So that's why when people used to die Al Kiddush Hashem, they say Shema, because Shema brings everything back to Echot. Who was the famous martyr as we discussed yesterday or 2 days ago? Rabbi Akiva. Akiva is the same letters as Yaakov, just has an extra letter which is a Aleph. Yaakov, we said, is the Bechina of the 13th, which is the Gematria of Echad. Rabbi Akiva was the Nitzis and Shom of Yaakov Avinu. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva was Moshe Nefesh. He was Nefesh with the word Echad. How does Krishna finish? Whether we say Ani Hashem Elokeichem? Emes. Emes is the first letter, the middle letter, and the last letter of the Aleph base, which means you take everything all together and you bring it back to the Echad. That's Shema, that's Mesiris Nefesh, that's why Mesiris Nefesh is called Kiddush Hashem, because Kiddush you did. Kiddush means taking the whole ribbon back to the Shoirish. Brit Mila, the brachis, Asher Kiddush, you did me better. Kiddush, you did me better. Kiddush, you did me better, is the Bechina of Kiddusha, which is the Bechina of taking the Puravu on that Mokoim and making it into Achdus. And therefore we know that Amalek, Rashi says in Kiseitse, Vayuzanif b'chol kol ha-necheshalim acharecha, says Rashi that Amalek used to take the bris milas of Klal Yisrael and throw them up to Shemayim. He took the bris milas of Klal Yisrael and he threw them up to Shemayim. Because Amalek hates the milah, because the milah is the chibur or the achdus of the riboy, and that's exactly what Amalek hates, and therefore Amalek goes against Mrs. Bris Milah. So that was the difference between Yaakov and Esau. That's why Amalek, that's why Haman hated us, and that's why the Mishnah of every Dabbat Shabbat Kedusha needs Asara, the Indian of bringing it back to the Echot, bringing it back to the Asara, which is bringing the Ruby back to Echot, is Dafke Meseches Megillah. By the way, Rabbi Akiva, who died Al Kiddush Hashem, he's also the Baal HaMemra of the famous Rabbi Akiva Yoimeh, Vahapta, the Riacha Kamoicha, Zeklal Godu Matoira, after Riacha Kamoicha is Achdus. Achdus, that's Rebbe Kiva. And we know that Rebbe Kiva is the Shoresh of Torah Shabbal Peh. And what else, which other day of the year was Torah Shabbal Peh? On Purim, Kimu Mekiblu, we were Makabal Torah Shabbal Peh. How does Torah Shabbal Peh begin? May Mosa Koyer Nesha Ma, because Krishma, that's the Bechina, Krishma is Achdus. Krishma is Mithiris Nefesh, that's Achdus. So Mele, Rebbe Kiva is the Shoresh of Torah Shabbal Peh. He's the Bechina of Achdus. Torah Shabbal Peh is Achdus, and when we makabel Torah Shabbal Peh on Purim, that's the Mechias Amalek. Mechias Amalek, Amalek goes against Torah Shabbal Peh. And that's why the Pasuk also says in Parshas B'Shalach that Hashem's throne is not complete when Amalek's still around. Which letter is missing? The Pasuk says in B'Shalach, Kiyod al Kais Ka. Kiyod al Kais Ka. Kisei, when it's missing one letter, is Kais. Which letter is missing? The Aleph. Amalek takes away the Aleph. When you take them there, when you win a Mechis Amalek, brings back to the Aleph, brings back to the Shoirish, brings back to the Achdus. That's Amalek. And when you're Moicha Amalek, that's when Torah Shabbal Peh comes in, Memosa Koren Shema, that's when Rabbi Akiva comes in, and that's when Achdus comes in. So the same way of Klal Yisrael stood at the foot of Har Sinai, there were Ki'ish Echot Da, Lev Echot, and that brought the whole Bria to its Achdus. Who are then on Purim, Meshlach Monas, Ishlerei Eyu is the purpose of Purim's also Kabbalah Satorah. Second Kabbalah Satorah, everybody's Shlach Monas, Ishlerei Eyu, in order to bring the whole Bria back to Kishachot Belei Bechot, which automatically brings the whole Bria back to the Aleph, back to our Kodesh Baruch. That's the story of Purim in short. That's only, by the way, Agav. And therefore, if we're saying that Yud is Kedusha, we know that how many martyrs were there, how many famous Asara Harogi Malchus were there? Asara, very good. I'm sorry? Excellent, excellent. Asara ben Yehoma also hung excellent. That's the, in other words, because he goes against. We kill them. He's oikad Asara. That's why his people are. Oh. Bema says, no, we have to go even deeper for this. Because we said that the first mitzvah is Puruvu and the second mitzvah is Mitzvah Mila, and Mila is Ma'achid, the riboy of Puruvu. That's true. But he goes even deeper. Why? Because the mitzvah of Puruvu itself brings the ribui back to the Echot. What does that mean? When does the man and woman become Echot? Alkein Yazav Ishus Ove Ve'imoy Ve'dobak Ve'ishtoy Ve'hoyu Levosa Echad. Pasuk in Bereshit says Rashi, when did they become Echad? When they have a child. So the mitzvah of Puruvu should be Kedusha. Somebody's Makai in the mitzvah of Kedusha is the mitzvah of Puruvu itself brings the two opposites to become one. It brings the Zohar and the Keva, the Ish Ve'ishtoy, to become one. So if somebody's Makai in the mitzvah of Puruvu be Kedusha, so then the actual mitzvah brings itself back to one. And therefore, that's why the Oynas Talmud Chacham we discussed already, Talmud Chacham, the mitzvah Puruvu by Talmud Chacham is on the Shabbos, because Shabbos brings everything back to the Shoresh. It goes even deeper than that. The child is Mechuyev in Mitzvahs Kibud Av'im. Mitzvahs Kibud Av. Mitzvahs Kibud Av. How do you spell Av? Not a base. Which means that the mitzvahs of Kibud Av takes the base of Bereshis and brings it back to the Aleph of Anoichi. Brings the Ribuy of the Bria. This child came from a mitzvah of Puruvu, but he's got a mitzvah of Kibud Av. Kibud Av means that you bring that Ali Davi, Machabi Av, you're taking the base back to the Av. That's why he's called Av. He's called Av because he is your Shoyrish, but he had you. And he was Makayim Puruvu, which means he went from Aleph to base. But when you're Machabit him back, then you take the base and you bring it back to the Aleph. And therefore the Gemara in Kedushin says, in Dafchop Tesla the base, of Lama, the base around there, says the Gemara in Kedushin, if you honor your parents, it's as if you're honoring Hashem. Kabbadis Avicha, Kabbadis Hashem. Why is that? Because the emphasis is because when you're mechabed your parents, what does that mean? It means that you realize that everything in the Bria, even the Riboy, all originates from one Shoresh. So you go back to your parents go back to their parents, until you come to the original of the originator of the originator. The Shoresh of everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So basically the mitzvah Kibbut Av is a mitzvah that takes Riboy, brings it back to the Shoresh. We said that something that takes Riboy and brings it back to the Shoresh is called in Dovah Shabbat Kedusha. And therefore, which Mesechet is Mitzvah Kibbut Av'eim, the two blah of Mitzvah Kibbut Av'eim and Mesechet? Kedusha, naturally. Because it's a Dovah Shabbat Kedusha, because it's bringing the whole Ribah and the Bria back to the Shoresh. Which Parasha begins with Kedusha? Parashat Kedoshim. What's the first Mitzvah in Parashat Kedoshim? Excellent. Next one? Ish Imoy V'Aviv Tiro. There you are. So Kibbut Av'eim is in Masechet Kedushin and in Parshas Kedushin, because Kedusha means taking the Ribuy back to Echad, and that's exactly what Kibbut Av'eim is. And therefore, an Av is the base in the Aleph. He was Mekayim Puruvu. He went from the Aleph to base. Yom Kibbut Av'eim takes the base back to the Aleph, and that's why you find an unbelievable thing, that you see an unbelievable difference lahavdil between the Jews and the non-Jews when it comes to Mitzvah Kibbut Av'eim. Goyim, the average young goy gets to the age of 17 and the 18. He says bye-bye to his parents, unless he still needs the money. And then if you have in America, he might even kill them, as those two brothers killed their parents in order to you know, what was that story? What were those two boys called? They killed their parents. No, they didn't kill both parents. And then the parents were murdered, and it turned out that they murdered the parents. I can't remember, years ago. Anyways, so in other words, the goy basically... A goy basically leaves his house. I'm finished. Once he makes his own money, once he's not dependent, once he's independent, what does he need parents for? Hashem can Klal Yisrael, you see, that the unbelievable Kibbut Av'eim, even when parents are old, they take them into the house, they move into the house, and you see people, I'm sure you've seen your parents with your grandparents, that their whole life is based on helping the grandparents, Yom Tov, come Shabbos, you go pick them, everything, the whole life is based on the old parents. Why? Because that's the Jewish mitzvah. That's the Am Echad, that's the Goy Echad Ba'aretz. And their Kibbut Av'eim is bringing is the Goy Echad manifesting the Ato Echad. And that is the basic difference between the Jews and the Goy. Because what is the basic difference? Goyim are called Akam, Oivdei, Kachov, and Mazalis. What is the difference between Avodah Zorah, the Havdil, and Judaism? Millions of differences, obviously. Now, what's the basic sum up difference between the two? So let's turn to what the Beis HaMikdash meant for us. Lahavdil over there, there are churches or temples, whatever. Rashi says in Mezos HaBrocha that when Moshe Rabbeinu blessed Zvulun, he said, "Yishefa yam minoku svunei tmunei chol." Rashi's got a beautiful Rashi over here. Rashi says, "Alidei parka matkishel Zvulun." Zvulun was a merchant. Goyim used to come to Eretz Yisrael to buy merchandise. Shoin. So the goyim come, they meet Zvulun at the port. They say, "We've come all the way from Singapore to Eretz Yisrael to buy from Zvulun. Let's go to the Beis HaMikdash. What is the Am Yisrael all about? What's different about Ali Am Yisrael than all other nations? Umar Maseh, what is it? Rashi, listen to this beautiful, unbelievable Rashi. Behem Royim, and they see something fascinating. What's that? Kol Yisrael Oivdim Le'lahai Chat. All Klal Yisrael bow down to one God. Oichlim Machal Echad, they only eat one type of food. If Yishanochrim Goyim, they're shocked. They say, what? This whole nation has one God? Huh. I bound to a stone, my neighbor bows to a piece of wood, the other one bows to the roof, the other one bows to the chimney, everybody bows to something else. And here you have a whole arm, and you've all got one God? And they say, Ein umok shera kazu. This is the most fascinating umok. Umizgairin shaman, they all became gairin. What beautifies Klal Yisrael? The Echad. Where was it manifested in the Beis HaMikdash? And by the way, you know, Moshe's father-in-law was a gay, wasn't he? What was his name before he was a gay? They added on one letter when he became a gay. Which? Rashi says, then Yisrael, the before, very good. Daniel, which one? The Vav. Before he was became a gay, he was called Yeser. Yeser means extra, lots. The Vav is a letter that we said, what does the Vav do? Chibor attaches you together, mechaber you. So goyim is yes, there. They're all lots. They're all many. My God, your God, his God, her God, their God. I'm a yid. Yizorcha to the yoyz vav. That's what the goyim saw in the Beit Hamikdash, and that's what stands out amongst the Jewish nation. That's why we are the goy echad, and therefore we represent the outer echad. Where did all this take place? All this took place in the Beit Hamikdash. The Beit Hamikdash was the aleph of the bria. Hashem created the world with base. And it's Yadua that the Mishkan is also a Bria. We discussed it yesterday, didn't we? That Bezalel had to know all the letters of Maaseh Bereishis to make the Mishkan. Because the Mishkan is a Bria to Olam, but the Mishkan is the Bria to Olam the way the Bria is supposed to look. The way we're supposed to make the Bria look. The Bria, the Mishkan is the Aleph, not the Beis. And therefore the Luchois, Aseret HaDibros, the Noich Hashem Lekecha was in the Aroin, which was in the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Aroin, the Aseret HaDibros, that was the Echad. By the way, we said Kibbutz Avim is also on the Echad, and therefore Kibbutz Avim is one of the Aseret HaDibros. That's by the way. But anyways, so you see that the Beit HaMikdash was the bechina of bringing the whole Klal Yisrael back to, and that's why it was called Beit HaMikdash. Beit means what? The letter Beit, the house. But it's the Beit is the letter Beit. But HaMikdash, we said, what does Kedusha do? It brings the Beit back to the Aleph. So base on English means they took the base and they brought it back to the Maktishit. And you Maktishit, it's like Maiseh, the tenth, it goes back to the Aleph. That's exactly what the base on English is. That's the difference between the Jews and the Goyim, and that's the difference between Yaakov and Esau, and the Jews and the Goyim, and the Yeshi Kol and the Yeshi Rav. Excellent. That's right. Shal Shagom we showed. We'll come to that Mr. Shem, and another time we'll discuss. Very good. In other words, our kesher to the Beit HaMikdash showed the achdus of Klal Yisrael. And by the way, it's also a perek in Tehillim. Oyim l'tayir agleinu yishalayim ke'er shechubra lo yachdov shesham olu shvatim. All the shvatim came up to the Beit HaMikdash, but then we all became achdus. We all became achdus, and that's how that perek in Tehillim finishes. Leman achai v'rei adabra noshalim boch. The Koyanim in the Beis HaMikdash were compared to Malachim, as it's Yadua. Right? Kisitse Koyin Yishmer Das Tayri Bakshim Yipiyu Ki Malach Hashem Tzvokitzu. It's the Pasuk in Zechariah, Pasuk, I think, I'm not sure. But I think in Zechariah. But anyways, the Medrash says, refers to the Koyanim were Malachim. Because the Koyanim were the idea in the Beis HaMikdash was the Mokim where everything became Echot. And therefore all the Koyanim were Achdus. Aaron HaKoyin was the Oev Shalom Ver. Roid Shalom, and that's why they were like the Malachim, because every day we say in Davening, when we talk about the Malachim, Kulama Hovim. Why the Malachim Kulama Hovim? Because they all bottle, they see a certain Gilish Shechino, and they're all bottle, they all feel, they see their Shoirish, and therefore they're all bottle. And therefore we know that Gabriel is in charge of Eish, Michal is in charge of Mayim, Gabriel is Din, Michal is Rachamim, but nevertheless they're best friends up there. Why? Because they're all in the same boat. They're all in the same bittle. They're all in the same kulam ahovim, and therefore, if they're all in the same kulam ahovim, the koinim in the Beit HaMikdash was the mokim of gilui shechina, and mokim of gilui shechina beishur melech. Everything becomes beis asev rosh hayom. Everything becomes one. Is the koinim were mamish a replica of the malachim. They were all the kulam ahovim because they were bringing the whole Klal Yisrael back to the echad, and that was the same bechina as the That was the Kohenim. That was the Kohenim in the Beis Hamikdash. If Mila brings everything back to Echot, Kohen also brings everything back to Kohen and Echot. And therefore Pinchas was rewarded as Brisi Shalom. Brisi Shalom means he was a Kohen, but he also became a Elio, was a kilo, the type of Malach. So you see, it all goes together. The Brisi is the Shalom, because Bris is Shalom. It brings to Shlemus, it brings to Echot. That's also the same thing as Kohuna. That's the same thing as Kohuna, and that's also the same thing as a Malach. So Pinchas had his Brisi Shalom plus Kohuna plus Malach. It's all the same. Oh, don't think there's much time today to come back to Parshas Vayera, but we'll begin coming back to Parshas Vayera. Anyhow, we'll have enough time to give our Hakdama about Avraham. The first thing, that's the first episode the Torah says about Avraham, is that he was thrown into a Kibshon Ha'esh. That was Mesiras, dying al Kiddush Hashem, because that's what Avraham is introducing. Avraham Avinu is the first Jew. If Avraham Avinu is the first Jew, then the first Jew starts with Mesiras Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh, by the way, do you know what the Gematria of Avraham Avinu was? 248. Excellent, 248, which is Gematria Mach. But the first two letters of Avraham Avinu's name is Av, because Avraham Avinu takes the whole Ribbon and brings it back to Aleph, brings it up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the Emestika Av. By the way, do you know the Gemara says in Psochim, in Kuf Yud Ches, I think Kuf Yud Tes, the Gemara says in Psochim that who cooled down the furnace of Avraham, who offered to cool down the furnace of Avraham Avinu? Not Malach Michal. He didn't, there wasn't a fire extinguisher that put out the fire. It was Malach Gabriel. Malach Gabriel said, let me go down and cool down the fire. Even though Malach Gabriel himself is fire, how can fire cool down fire? Why not? Malach Gabriel is fire? When Hashem wants fire, Malach Gabriel is fire. Hashem wants fire to be cold, his fire is cold. That the kulam ahuvim of the Malachim. The fact that Michal and Gabriel are not a stira, because Gabriel can also be used for Michal Shlichas, that was Nizgal about Avraham Avinu's Kibshon. Says the Gemara there in Tzachim, that Gabriel said, let me go down and cool, even though I am fire, I'm the Malach Mamun on fire, let me go and cool down the furnace of Avinu. This Kibshon manifested and symbolized that even though there's many Nivroim, but they're all Bemes Echot. Even somebody who is mamuna on fire, really, there's no stira between him and water, and that's why malachim live in shemaim, because shemaim comes from the word eish and maim. Eish and maim is not a stira. In achdus, it's called achdus over there. Here in the world of riboy, shkoyach, eish and maim are two opposites, and one extinguishes the other, one puts out the other. But in the world of achdus, in the world of kulam ahuvim in shemaim, ma pitom. And the world of shemaim is the world that we have to, that same achdus we have to bring down here. Mrs. Mila brings his Mechaba, the two Olamas together. And therefore we know there's a pasuk in Itzavim that says, Mi Yal Elanu HaShemayma, is Rosh HaTevas, Mila. Because Mila takes us to the Achdus that exists in Shemayim, that prevails in Shemayim. And therefore Mila is Rosh HaTevas, Mi Yal Elanu HaShemayma, in Parshas Itzavim, is that Rosh HaTevas, Mila. Mila takes us to the Achdus. Is Mamela, therefore, Avriel wants to put the furnace, and that's the first thing we hear about Avraham Avinu. That there was a furnace, he was Moshe Nefesh, Kiddush Hashem, he's Gematria Ramach. Later, when Avraham is Gematria Ramach, because he's the Bechino, bring up all his Ivor and bring them back to the Shoresh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, with that, we just have time to begin Parshas Lech Lecha. Parshas Lech Lecha says, yeah, but before Vayera, beginning Lech Lecha. So the background of Avraham Avinu will come to Vayera tomorrow. For those of you who haven't done Mishnah, who haven't finished Mishnah Mikra, is Tuesday is the last day. Let's close the blinds and attend till day today. So you can still be Mabes Sedron Lech Lecha. But anyways, so Lech Lecha begins that Lech Lecha Me'atzcha Tzetzer Mi Beis Avicha. Leave your Mi Beis Avicha. Avraham Avinu is Aleph Beis, that's true. But Avraham Avinu also has a father, and his father is Terach. But his father is an idol worshipper. And what do we read before in Rashi in the Mezos Avrocha? That Avodah Zorah lo yela hashel zeh, kol hashel zeh. What does Avodah Zorah correspond to? Ribui! Everybody's got a different Avodah Zorah. How can Terach be your Av? How can he bring the base back to the Aleph if Terach corresponds to Ribui? And that Terach sticks Avraham in his idol shop, where he's got 1,000 different sizes and shapes of idols. Gold ones, copper ones, bronze ones, different prices, 20%. It weighs this much, weighs that much. A whole store full of different idols. Loy lahashel zeh, lahashel zeh. There was no greater ribuy. There was no greater opposite of Av, opposite of bringing the base back to the Av as Terach. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham, you are the Av. Av begins with you, because you are the first Av. And therefore, the first tzivuy that Avraham Avinu gets is, Lech lecha mi beis avicha. He's not your Av anymore. He's the opposite of the Av. He's the ribuy, and an Av is the Achdus. You are the Av. You, Avraham Avinu, are the one who's going to bring the whole Bria back to its Shayrush. And that's why the first thing is, Beisavicha El Arzah, then Ve'eschel Agoy Godl. You're going to be the Emesik approval. The Ve'eschel Agoy Godl is going to be you. You are the Emesik one. Because every Riboy that's going to come out from you is going to be automatically brought back to its Shayrush. That's and then we have to finish end up today, but that's the idea. And also, therefore, in Parshas V'lech Lecha, just one more thing. If we're discussing Lech Lecha, is the pasuk says there, "V'Hashem Berech Es Avram Ba Kol." And we said, what does Kol mean? Accumulation of the ribui being brought back to everything. So there, Avram Avinu is Nisgala that he's the Av, and therefore he carries the middle of Kol, which is the opposite middle of the Goyim, which is the middle of Re. Boy, and therefore when he throws offar, when he throws earth is clumps, it's many, but it becomes, what happened when he threw earth? Sword. The sword has a pointy edge, which means it comes to one point, it comes to the shayrish. He takes ribui, which is offar, and he makes it pointy, makes it echot. But those who threw swords at him, they don't know what echot is all about, they don't know what coming back to one shayrish is all about, and therefore their swords became afar, because that's what they represent, and that's how Avraham Avinu wins the battle. That's how Avraham Avinu gets his way around. So that's basically passes Lech Lecha in short, in terms of Avraham Avinu's character and what Avraham Avinu represents. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll move on to Parshas Vayera. Okay.